COVID-19. Oh, hey, Mark. Check out my boat music. Coronavirus. DMP.
Was that Teebs?
Teebs!
Yeah, of course it was Teebs.
Nice job, and he had Pearl Jam playing?
Who else yells like that? Fully decked out in Drew and Mike apparel?
On now, his boat.
Was he social distancing on his jet ski?
Well, it's his boat, maybe.
Oh. Well,
no, hey, I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
I was looking from the side here. Well, was he social distancing on his boat?
I don't know. Someone was filming that. I hope they zoomed in.
I hope so, too. Just kidding, Teebs. We're in the DealsInIndy.com studios for another Drew and Mike show for Tuesday. Facebook Live is brought to you by ERSI. They are the emergency people. When it rains, when it pours, when your basement takes on water, when it leaves behind mold, when you've got COVID disinfection concerns.
Oh, yeah.
When you've got fire damage, call 877-JOB-DONE to call Emergency Response Services Incorporated. If it's an emergency, they probably should be responding to it. 877-JOB-DONE. Tell them we sent you. And if you're an emergency plumber or work for a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call for your free COVID-19 disinfection treatment in your workplace or your work vehicle. So there you go. Mold, storm damage, fire damage. All of it. They clean carpets on the side, too. So there. Oh, another day. What will happen tonight? Do you suppose people will be, you know, we used to talk about turnout in elections. What's really frustrating about what's going on right now is not just George Floyd, but that, you know, this is an old topic. It's been coming up for a long time. And yet you would think that people would know that to affect change, you do have to vote for the right people who are going to carry the ball for you. Although I don't know that anyone really does. I mean, because in the end, they just want to get reelected.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
And wouldn't you think that somebody who's been elected in the last few years would have led something that would fill? Because we always talk about...
No, they won't. Why would they?
That police, you know, perhaps some of the training procedures are, you know, need some... change.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking about that. We always hear that, well, they should train them differently, and yet that's been going on for years, and I just assumed that was happening, but apparently it's not. I was watching Whitmer's.
It doesn't seem like nothing really changes anymore. I mean, school shootings, look how long that's been going on since the 90s, and it's something that upsets people.
At least you hear, you know, opinions how to change it on both sides. You know, either arm the teachers or, you know, whatever it is.
Nothing changes.
I understand that.
I mean, there's a lot of discussion about this, too.
But this is a little more, I don't know what the right word is. This is a little more, it's not as tangible in a way.
I got to tell you, I can honestly say this. But, I follow the news very carefully. I've heard a lot of conversations about what to do about school shootings, who should have guns, who shouldn't have guns, assault weapons, this, that. And then usually nothing happens, right?
Yeah.
Because the Second Amendment, the NRA people people are serious about guns. They don't want guns to be restricted. They want the people who are fucking up with the guns to be either identified sooner or what have you. As far as fixing this problem...
There's no solutions. That was kind of my
point. It seems to me that it's just called racism. It's just called institutional racism. And so I don't even know what to do with that because...
Well, that's the point. How do you fix that?
Years it was integrating the police departments, and many big city police chiefs are black. Many, many police officers, many of the rank and file are black. In Detroit, I think it's... I want to say 66%.
The police chief of Minnesota is...
Police chief of Minnesota is black.
But what I was going to say is during the press conference with Whitmer today, somebody asked her something along that line, and she said, oh, there's been a few things, one being unconscious bias training. And I thought to myself, wow, there's a lot of companies that have that kind of training, and the police don't? Is that true?
I got to tell you.
I assume that they would have.
I'm frankly amazed. And usually when you see the mistakes like this one, you just go, that's just, that guy's an idiot. He's, I don't know what he is. What's wrong with him? Who does that? And by the way, there's a new autopsy today.
Well, Bodden's, yeah. So
it says it's asphyxiation. So the private autopsy. So even the medical examiner is racist in this case.
But it wasn't just one cop in this situation. There was one really bad one, but there were three other very complicit ones. Three of those other four, or two of the other three, were kneeling on him, too, not on his neck.
And in Seattle, a cop was kneeling on a guy's neck, and one of the protesters, until another cop, realizing they were on video, knocked his knee off of the guy's neck. So
you know what's interesting about that, Drew? Because you and I think we were talking about that off the air, Drew.
Yeah.
Because we know now, like, I had no idea what is allowed and what's not allowed. A knee on the back of the neck. Obviously, police departments do not want you doing that once they're cuffed. And in Seattle, the guy waited until he was cuffed. So I don't know if it was the camera being there or if it's, all right, he's cuffed. Get your knee, move your knee off his neck.
Maybe. Yeah, it could have been either. But that does seem like it's part of the training, though, the knee on the neck thing, if two separate police agencies are doing
that. Officer.
I got to tell you, I would think, you know, having watched what's available, I would think that George Floyd would have been the most irreverent, difficult to arrest, you know, put up a fight person in the history of police work for what, you know, just that it just looks so awful. I mean, especially when you know that he's drunk and he's trying to pass a counterfeit bill. And he doesn't, you know, he's obstinate. I guess he doesn't want to get out of the car. He doesn't want to get into the police car. There's some scuffle going on there. But at that point in time, he's just lying on the ground, miserable.
Yeah.
Dying.
So, I don't know. God, I'm so tired of these coronavirus, and now this, it just dominates everything, and I would think a lot of people are losing their minds. Yeah, they're big stories, but it's just not how I want to spend my time. I mean, this is not my favorite year.
This year sucks. Brandon told me before the show that all the big holidays this year are on the weekend. I go, God, this really is the shittiest year.
Well, I thought that was a good thing at first, you know, because hey, every single holiday you'd be able to celebrate it. You don't have to work, but
you don't get the day off.
Is that all you think about is days off, Mark?
Yes, believe me, I do.
We could be like Teebs out on his boat.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is just not a fun topic. It's not. I'm not an expert in the field on either one. You know, and then you start arguing when you look at the public argument about, you know, whether you should take this drug. No, don't take this drug. People who aren't even doctors are arguing about whether a drug is good. And of course, it becomes political in so many ways. And it's just, I don't know, it just makes me feel like I wouldn't mind taking a few days off and just letting everybody else talk about this. There were a number of police incidents. Now, considering how many police are out there and what is going on. I mean, people are chucking things at them, bricks, bottles. The cop in New York, you know, he's in his car and the car surrounded and, you know, obviously he's scared, but people want his neck for driving through the crowd, although the people would not get out of the way.
Why don't we talk about the good cops? The one in New York who was sitting there talking with, I don't know if you saw those photos or that video where he's sitting there actually talking with the...
Yeah, there's been a number
Detroit
of those.
Detroit, where...
The Flint police marched with the protesters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think, honestly, and I heard the Nashville police
because nobody wants to see those pictures right away. Everyone wants the destruction and the horror and the scary stuff. And then this
is historic and it's madness. I mean, to see a city burning down is pretty nuts.
I got to say the best videos are coming out of Salt Lake City. Did you see the new Salt Lake City video? Brandon, did you see it by chance? Trudy?
No, I did not. The last one was the bow and arrow defender.
They're clearing out. And I don't know, maybe because my image of Salt Lake City is pretty soft. It should be Soft Lake City. It just doesn't seem like a very soft city.
It seems very white.
One.
I didn't even think about that. But they had them moving on. There's a guy with a cane, and the cops push him like, "Let's go, old timer!" And then the guy falls down, and the cops are like, "Oh shit!" And they help him up because they realize this guy needs a cane to be moving.
Is he black?
No, he's some old. You just said it yourself. There's no black people in Salt Lake City.
I know, but usually a police incident that catches a lot of attention will be the worst kind.
No, it was during a stand-up report from a TV station. Happened behind him.
Happening right now. Salt Lake City.
Oh, this
City
is it. Brandon's pulling it up right here.
Arriving here on the scene.
The best part is it's not the old timer you think it is at first. It's the one on the left who's not moving.
Has been burning.
He's moving.
You guys see it right here. Police officers starting to move some of the crowd.
Ooh, could he be faking?
Sadly, a man was just knocked off his feet.
He knocked off.
He toppled over.
Helping him up.
See? So that's the bad and the good all in one time.
The police chief from Nashville was on last night and... You know, these cops, when this happens, it's not really their way. First of all, they're union. It's not their way to just come out and say, it's murder. Take him away. You know, unlike the mayor of Minnesota who did that. Yes. And a lot of politicians do it. And it's usually not a good idea to do it because, you know, how's a guy get a fair trial if the president or the governor or the mayor? Anyway, he last night said that. He was horrified. You know, I think he said he's never been so upset seeing, you know, a film of police activity. And they asked him if he thought it was murder. And he said, yes. And they said, well, what about the other three cops? And he said, I think they're complicit. And, you know, I suppose police probably, you know, the thin blue line is one thing. But in this case, I think a lot of police are expressing that, thought this was probably murder, but
and you've heard in the
but
past,
their union will always defend them. I mean, that's part of the.
It's rare, though. It's very rare. That's been one of the big complaints.
Well, but if I think it makes them look bad in their rank and file if they do that because they're prejudging one of their employees. I'm not saying that I like that or
what else do you need though besides that video? I mean, not just the video.
No, I agree.
Eight other videos that everyone.
I don't even know that there's really a need for a trial. I mean, in a lot of cases, I feel that way. It's like, well, we know what happened there.
Got to have a trial, but yeah.
So anyway, yeah, there have been other things. This Baltimore cop was suspended because he knocked out a mentally ill woman with a pretty good right. And in that case, she had punched his partner twice in the face. I mean, she's clearly out of control. I don't think anyone knew she was mentally ill. But the cop swings from behind, hits her in the face, and down goes mentally ill lady in Baltimore.
Hey, she gets two really good hits on this cop, too, at first.
She does.
Check this out. Oh, this nigga, man.
Yeah, no way to tell. Ooh. No way to tell she's mentally ill. No problem with that at all.
That was quite a shot.
No problem at all with that. Do you have a problem? No one should have a problem with that, right?
He's behind her.
Yeah, but she's wailing on the other guy.
I see, now it's funny. I feel like I'm holding cops to ridiculous standards. She just punched the other guy. I don't know why the other guy got punched so easily, but he did. And then... now, if that cop had been white, would that be a problem?
Well, the cop that got hit was white, but the cop that did the punching was black.
Right. Would people say, oh, my God, look at that white cop hitting a black woman?
I don't know. I don't really care about that. I have no problem with him.
Well, it matters.
Well, no. For me, no.
Yeah. There was one in Detroit where a woman, I think, was biting these three guys that are trying to get her calmed down, and then she spits in this cop's face, and he punches her.
Well,
and that was a big deal. I mean, I don't even know what happened with that story, but you know, a lot of people wanted something done. Then the Seattle cop, I talked about this yesterday, maced a 9-year-old, and you know, I don't know, was he really macing the 9-year-old directly? There's no video of it. There's a picture of the cop, and they seem to be trying to dox him, but. I don't know. I really don't. Trudy, is there some reason kids should be out at these things?
No, there's absolutely no reason vulnerable people should run towards a mob, let alone able-bodied people.
And I've heard this a few times today, and it always comes up. How am I going to tell my child? How am I going to explain this to my child? It's like, don't ruin a 4-year-old's day.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they? Are they really going to understand what you're talking about?
You know who's really upset about that is Katherine Heigl.
Yes, I saw that. She penned an essay.
Very... Wait, who, I didn't know she.
Yes,
where she write one?
Wrote an essay about it.
Who did she pen?
She this, couldn't sleep last night.
Did she pen said essay to?
I guess it's to the 8-year old.
Really? Yeah.
She's adopted two kids, or are those her kids? I don't.
No, they're. I assume they were. One's Asian, one's black.
I suppose it's very racist so of me to think that she would not be impregnated by a black man.
Let me ask you this. How do we know that she wrote this to him? Did she tell somebody? Did she put it on social media?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
or
she
did. Did the 8-year-old go, oh, my God, look at this. Look at this letter my mom wrote me.
I don't think she wrote it to the 8-year-old because she's talking about the 8-year-old. Let me just bring it up because it's so worth rereading.
Isn't the gist she doesn't know how to tell the 8-year-old about it?
Well, and she's troubled. She can't sleep.
Which, I got to say, Katherine Heigl, I think that kid will probably have a lot different privileges than the typical African-American does.
I think she'll have privileges than almost any kid.
Oh, shit. Just like
does she have a job anymore, though?
No, that might be
she
why.
Is kind of persona non grata, isn't she?
Yeah, she's kind of been off the radar for quite a while.
The 41-year-old actress took to Instagram. She was a pain in the ass to work with. I don't think people liked her.
And then she shit all over, knocked up when it was done.
Yeah, I heard Seth was interviewed about that. And Seth Rogen was pretty laid back. He sort of indicated that they didn't really like working with her too much. The 41-year-old actress took to Instagram with two lengthy captions about how she's struggling to explain the current state of America and systematic racism to her young children of Sunday. Well, okay, I wish you'd explain it to me, because I'm not sure I understand this term, systematic racism.
You know,
I'm not sure
I
exactly understand that.
You know what she should do? She should hire the same person that Hannah B. hired. Didn't Hannah B. hire someone? And then
right. A teacher, an educator.
An educator. Just
to help her with her journaling. She also addressed her own white bubble and admitted she's been naive to issues of race in the past, but called for a reckoning of racists. Oh, that was pretty powerful of her to finally call for a reckoning of racists.
What's she going
to
do about it?
What, until yesterday? She really didn't care to see anything done?
No, she loved racism until yesterday.
She wrote in a caption, "It's been challenging to find the words to properly inform her children of the protests currently taking place."
Here's what she should just say.
On behalf of all Caucasians, I apologize for the Caucasian race.
She wrote, I can't sleep. And when I do, I wake with a single thought in my head. How will I tell Adelaide? Adelaide.
Well, first you apologize for the name.
Nobody's going to fucking ever spell that name right. Mm-mm. How will I explain the unexplainable? How can I protect her? How can I break a piece of her beautiful divine spirit to do so? I can't sleep. I lay in my bed in the dark and weep for every mother of a beautiful, divine black child. Don't bother praying for any white kids. Who has to extinguish a piece of their beloved baby spirit to try to keep them alive in a country that has too many sleeping soundly. Is it really going to be hard for her to keep her child alive?
Well, not with her resources.
Isn't that a little bit of a stretch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she should be nicer to people and get back to work.
I mean, people die at the hands of police. It does happen. I think it's 800 people last year. But this business of, I don't know how I'm going to keep her alive. I mean, that's you're scaring the shit out of the kid. And it's kind of like I go back to school shootings. When students were writing, this one kid wrote out their final words to their final statement to mom and dad because they thought they were going to be killed because there was a noise at school that day or something.
People are scared. Like
that kid's been overly scared.
Yeah.
I squeeze touch images of cries and pleas and pain banished from their minds. White bubbles, strong and intact, but I lay awake, finally, painfully.
Ah, she's so deep.
My white bubble, though, always... I can't believe she put this on Instagram. Are people saying, oh my God, Katherine, that is so moving?
I'm sure they are. I'm sure that's what they're responding.
Really? Do you think so?
Well, I mean, America,
I would think a lot of people.
America's
would be,
very worried about whatever is going on with Katherine Heigl right now.
I'm sure she has a following, though.
That she broke her silence because everybody was very worried.
I would think since the story came out that she'd be getting maybe a little less flattering comments.
Oh,
am I making fun of something that's sacred here?
No, not at all.
My white bubble, though, always with me now begins to bleed because I have a black daughter, because I have a Korean. Boy, she's really pushing her minority children, isn't she?
That's why she did this.
I'm going to go talk to Madonna or who's Who else? Doesn't Sheryl Crow have a minority? Charlize Theron has one, yeah.
I saw the headline. I clicked on it.
She's not the first white mother to raise a child of color.
Sandra Bullock.
It's another perfect example.
I saw the headline. I clicked on it, and I went down, and there's the picture. I'm like, oh, her kid's black. What do you know? I thought she was talking about her white kid in the headline of the story. Because I have a Korean daughter. Because I have a black daughter. Because I have a Korean sister and nephews and niece. It's taken me far too long to truly internalize the reality of the abhorrent, evil, despicable truth of racism. So this just kind of struck her just now.
Oh, you're playing the race card. It's so typical of you white people.
She wasn't aware of Freddie Gray?
I guess not, no.
And now I weep. Oh, my God, she's weeping?
Yeah, she's very sad.
Far from crying. How is that different?
Because what should have changed by now, by then, forever ago, still is. Hopelessness is seeping in. Fear that there is nothing I can do, like a slow-moving poison, is spreading through me. Then I look at my daughters, my sister, my nephews and niece, George Floyd. The hundreds, thousands, millions more that we haven't even heard about. I look and the fear turns to something else. The sorrow warms and then bursts into flames of rage. Oh, she's probably out in the front lines.
She should be, yeah.
And then she has another post. Is this Katherine Heigl going, hey, I'm still here?
Pretty much. When was the last time you thought about Katherine Heigl?
What's the last movie she was in?
The one where she gets knocked up by Seth Rogen?
Knocked up. Somebody, and this is just someone, on Facebook said that she was in Suits, the show that I'm convinced doesn't exist and no one has seen.
I'm not sure what most think justice looks like, but right now to me it looks like a hard, ugly life in prison for Officer Chauvin and the others who just stood there on their phone.
Oh, whatever.
Are they on their phone too? Does that make it worse if you're on your phone?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's very it's dismissive. Because you expect him to look down from his phone. Oh, my knee's still in this guy's throat.
I want it to be a painful, irrevocable consequence for their evil acts and behaviors and for those consequences to scare the shit out of every other racist still clinging to their small, stupid-minded hate.
What a strong take, Catherine.
There was a time when she wanted to try and change the minds of racists, but that time is long ago. I don't care anymore for their hearts and minds or souls. I don't care if they die with their ugliness stamped all over them. They can take this shit to their maker, and he can deal with them. Mic drop.
Woo.
Did she really write mic drop?
I wish she did, but she didn't.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. That's funny. Thinking of Suits, I was telling Drew before the show yesterday, when is Meghan Markle going to go out there and protest? She's a person of color.
Yes. She cares. She's very worried about mental illness and a lot of other causes.
Her security team could make a nice perfect circle around her.
That would be adorable, wouldn't it?
I would love.
She's screaming at the cops with a circle of people around her with the bobby hats.
And Archie with her. By the way, they've lost 200,000 followers off their Instagram page.
Shut up, Meg.
She can't post on it anymore.
She can't.
No, they're not allowed to be the Sussex. Royal Sussex? Isn't that their Instagram?
Oh, no, they've lost 2,000 followers. See, they got security that's going to cost them $8,700 a day.
Daddy's paying for it, though.
But they were saying it's $20 million for Canada. They said, so it costs Canada $20 million. And I kept saying, I'm going in the security business. $20 million is way too much. I can do it for 10.
Supply and demand. There's more supply in Los Angeles, apparently, than all of Canada. It's also Tyler Perry security.
You know,
why didn't she just marry Tyler Perry?
I know. Get a room with Tyler Perry. Jesus. Actually, you know what? The more
Harry
I think about
would probably
it,
want her to at this point.
Meghan Markle, I mean, she can relate to what's happening to these people, too, because she has been attacked by people. She's a victim of racism. She says she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
true. They keep saying that all these stories are racist.
She should be out there.
And she's, you know, just trying to be the Duchess of Sussex, and she's being attacked from all angles to the point she needs bodyguards. So I think it fits.
I don't get it.
I want them to shake in their beds at night for fear they could end up like Chauvin. Boy, this is a wordy. It's really
still,
not a good
she's
post.
She's still going on. I thought she had a mic drop.
No, I dropped it for her. I think this should have been a rough draft, and she could have tightened this up.
This is an audition, is what this is.
For what? Yeah, for the movie when it comes out.
Yeah. Oh my God. Back in.
It goes on and on and on. She talks about emotionalizing, admitting that she knows her anger and rage are not very Christian, but notice that Jesus himself got pretty damn mad at the temple. God brought the floods, the famine, the locust, and the pillars of salt. Perhaps rage is part of the divine. Perhaps the heaven want our rage right now. Perhaps our rage is theirs.
Well, that's pretty deep.
Well, four comments. That's how fascinated people are with Catherine Heigl.
She has a net worth of $30 million. I think she'll be all right.
That is the ultimate insult when you end up on TMZ or any of these gossip sites is to have hardly any comments. It just means that we don't care about you. You don't matter. Four comments.
Yeah, she hasn't been in anything.
Oh, Catherine.
No, Suits was one of the most recent things she was actually in, and that was just a small piece, I assume.
Well, I remember that big story because, you know, she made her name with Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
And then she moved into movies, and then there was that big story about what a just an outright bitch she was to work with. And
the movie industry, to my children.
The movie industry went, okay, back to TV.
Like,
ordered her off of movies and back to television. And that's pretty much all she seems like she's doing now.
How do I explain this to my African-American daughter, who, of course, has black skin and was adopted, even though I knew my child had black skin? Because I love African Americans.
Yeah, more than
she,
anyone.
It fits in well with my Korean daughter, who I also adopted in spite of her being Korean. I mean, is Korean.
Did you know?
I'm thinking about adopting two kids from each continent around the world.
Here's a fun fact. So you
Don't you wish that had happened?
Well, that he
how
did.
How crazy
yeah.
would that
no.
have been?
Yeah.
So she has two children, right? A black kid. And
yes, she has a black daughter and a Korean daughter.
Do you know there's a third child?
No, I didn't.
I assume
from
that
where?
Kid's
is that Seth Rogen?
I'm assuming it's from her vagina, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Nice. She doesn't care
nobody
about that
cares
kid.
About that baby.
Yeah, nobody cares about that kid.
No. It's not significant.
No one cares about the whites.
Kid.
Let's see. We had the Seattle cop macing the 9-year-old. The Baltimore cop suspended after knocking out the men. Oh, he was suspended for knocking out the mentally ill woman.
Oh, okay.
He's black. We had the Atlanta cops fired because after curfew and they for some reason broke the car of this black couple and pulled them out of the car and cuffed them and were taking them away. Did you guys see that?
No.
No.
All this stuff is on camera. Everything is
Everybody
on camera.
Is. Yep.
And that story, honestly, it just looked really bad. And first of all, I heard about it, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Then I watch it, and the police are black, and I felt like almost a little bit of relief that they were black, which is so stupid. I mean, they still got dragged out of their car, and the window broken, but nonetheless. And then, let's see, there's been a couple more. Those two guys were fired from the Atlanta Police Department, and three other guys were on review. Then there was the sister of a terror suspect who was shot dead by a cop in Florida, and she lunged at him with a butcher knife, and that one doesn't look like it's in any dispute. There's a cop in Detroit that Chief Craig addressed last night who was filmed shoving a guy. The guy being shoved, fortunately, was a white guy, a pretty big guy, actually, and the cop was big. And he shoved him to the ground, and then it was weird. It was like, why is he so mad at that guy? But then, you know, if you think about it, these cops, if you've been out there every night, I would think you might be on the brink of, I don't mean killing someone just because, but I mean, I would think there might be some responses that would not be perfect. There was a Las Vegas protester dragged by a cop who was just standing there, and I think it was a curfew thing, maybe, but he just like goes up to him and starts dragging him by his backpack. And I saw all these stories today, and I thought, well, you know, I can't help being concerned that, you know, something worse is coming, because every cop has 10 recording phones in front of them. I mean, it's amazing how many people are recording their phones.
Roy just mentioned on the Facebook Live, did you see the one where, and this was trending for a while, where the cops, and I don't know if this was when it happened, but they were arresting the guy, and the guy was like, for what? I'm not going. You're not going to arrest me. You're going to look really stupid. Like, did you see this video or no?
I don't think I did.
Are you talking about the one that was the alleged FBI agent?
A spoiler alert! Is he not?
It's completely fake.
Is it fake?
It's
yeah.
The fakest video. It's a video from like a year ago where these police officers thought that they had a guy that was wanted. He had a warrant. And so they argue, and then when they finally look at his wallet, they realize that it's not him, and they let him go. Yeah. And it's been turned into, no, he was really an FBI agent, and he took these cops down after this, and it's just a big fake lie.
So was it not a badge then? Was it a fake badge?
It wasn't a badge. It was just, he just showed them his ID, and it said, I don't have the last name that you think I am.
Did you guys see Bethany Frankel's post?
Oh, great. What
she
now?
Just returned to New York, and she is beside herself. It's in, Brandon, it's in the Daily Mail, if you go Daily Mail, Bethany Frankel, upset, returning to New York, or something like that. It's
why did anybody care what she thought, I wonder?
Because she's she was a Real Housewife of New York, and she's a big social media influencer, and she writes cookbooks, and she is so upset. I mean, she is, leading the league in upsetness.
Jeez.
Which I think there's competition among white celebrities in particular to appear to be the most upset.
He's queuing it up now.
Who's winning that one?
Your face is your money.
Hard to say, but Khloe Kardashian, by the way, she also addressed the George Floyd death, begging fans to get educated on Black Lives Matter. And she, like Katherine Heigl, is fearful for her daughter True's future in a world where black people are treated with such disrespect. It breaks my heart about parents having to teach their children how to stay alive. No father or mother should fear for their son's safety every time they leave the house. So I guess she thinks True will also be under assault at some point.
But True's never going to leave Calabasas. No. He's a rich kid. Why would he ever do that?
I would think True... there's less reason to be worried about True being killed than almost any child. Almost any child.
Anything True should worry about that name. Yeah. Think about changing it. It's a weird name.
Add a D to it.
Khloe added that she will use her privilege to fight for you, and she said she will not let George Floyd's name be forgotten. So let's keep track of her post, and let's see how long she remembers to talk about George Floyd.
You want to take a look at this video of Bethany?
Yes. Could we please? She's very upset.
I had to be in the city, and it's not the city. It's not the same city. What's going on in this world is just beyond anything we can even imagine, and I just don't want this world for my daughter, and I'm so upset. It's just terrible. The hate in this world is so terrible.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
That I'm paralyzed, speechless, paralyzed. What is there to say? This is just a terrible, terrible time in the world. And I'm so sad and so sorry.
That was a powerful post, and I'm glad she put that up.
She added something to all this.
Aren't people pushing their concern for their child?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, isn't everyone worried about their kids all the time?
I'm not worried about mine right now until you brought it up.
I just think this... suggesting that you love your children more than, or you're more worried than everyone else, or it's you're so worried you've got to go on Instagram and post.
The world.
Yeah, I think most people are worried about their kids, really do, and I think they love their kids. maybe I'm wrong, but I'm excited that Khloe is going to use her privilege to fight for black people, and that she will not let George Floyd's name be forgotten. I think that's great. As is the Olivia Jade post, the daughter of Lori Loughlin, who took some pictures of her playing water polo or rowing or something.
Yeah,
to show that she was a water polo player, which she was not. And then her parents paid $500,000 to get her into USC, which she didn't want to go. She wanted to party and go to football games.
She said she hated school.
She is now returning to social media.
Great.
And she says she's...
showing her tits?
No.
Oh, then who cares?
She is using her white privilege to combat racism.
Oh, boy.
And she says... this is powerful, too. I think she put a lot of thought into this. Not being racist is not enough. If you hear disrespectful things, say something. Then she dropped a makeup tip.
With what?
The real point.
Trudy wants to know this tip.
I don't know. She is determined to rebuild her brand. So I guess combating racism is part of her brand now.
Thanks for the tip.
She can't. She did reveal that she can't tell her side of the story and doesn't want to appear to take advantage of this controversy involving her parents, as if she has no involvement with it.
Why can't she tell her side of the story? She's not.
She
in any,
can't.
She's not in any legal trouble. She doesn't want to tell her side of the story.
Right. She says she doesn't want to, but she's not doing that because she doesn't want to appear to take advantage of it. You know, in other words, to get more attention. So therefore, she's not going to tell her story, which is convenient because she doesn't want to tell her story because it's embarrassing to her.
Which means she's taking advantage by saying she's not going to talk about it.
Yes. How would she explain the water polo pictures? That would be embarrassing. So why not appear to take advantage of the controversy, and that way you don't have to talk about your water polo
pictures. Just working out.
Polo.
I want to move on with my life, but not in a selfish way. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Because there's very few selfless people that can compete with Olivia Jade.
She's been very selfish for so long. She's used up all her selfishness.
She said after that, I'm not trying to make this about me. It's not the point. Although helping bribe USC is about her.
Yeah.
And so it does. This is a win-win.
Sorry about her.
This post is a win-win.
She's doing great.
Oh, my.
She's doing fantastic.
I don't know why celebrities are really annoying. Well, is it not apparent that celebrities are annoying me very much? I wish, you know, once again, there's another great idea. Would it be great if, I know this is a lot of voting that I'm asking for, but wouldn't it be nice if we could vote for about 50 people a year whose voice needs to be taken away?
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
We take away their following. They're not allowed to have a following anymore.
Yeah. Well, I wish
you are no longer an influence.
I wish everybody would stop social media. Can we try it like we did with the quarantine for like 3 months?
Oh, that'd be great.
Everybody just stop. It's not doing any good right now. Oh, it's not.
So bad. DealsInAD.com and all four Zot dealerships are excited to start seeing customers and podcast listeners face-to-face. They're making appointments. They're getting people hooked up with 84 months of no-interest loans. 0%, 84 months, no payments, up to 6 months in some cases. Vehicles, let's see, all the deals continue to remain rock solid with lease payments well below $200 a month. Finally back at work. And I guess people are just making appointments. They call 248-215-5151. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk to Bentley, he's been busy too.
Although it's my understanding with today's order, after the 8th, you don't need any appointments.
Right.
That's right. Mesa will be open. Mesa is looking for dishwashers and cooks and what else are we looking for?
Hostess.
Yeah. Call Mesa, 248-545.
After he calls that.
1940. Yeah, but call Anthony first to get the car so you can get to Mesa. Yeah. 248-215-5151 for Anthony. And all the Zot locations are open. Zot Ford, Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram. And boy, oh boy, we had a lot of people ordering Death Wish Coffee. It is strong. It is bold. It is good. People like it. Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew and use code Drew15 at checkout. Get 15% off your entire order of Death Wish Coffee. The OG bags of beans may be the only morning friend you'll need. One cup of Death Wish Coffee should fuel you for your busiest days. They recommend one cup first thing in the morning in total isolation. Basic brews not invited. Only badass Death Wish Coffee. Deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use Drew15 at checkout. Get 15% off.
Ryan mentioned on Facebook Live, he likes your idea about taking a voice away. But did they get the voice back, though, if it's the person they get it on with? Because that's another thing you vote.
Oh, that's right.
He said their voice gets taken away unless they get it on with the person we choose. But I'm trying to think, whose voice do we want to take away and then have them get it on with somebody? That's few and far between.
That's tricky. I know. It's a lot of voting, too. We're trying to make the ballot really simple.
Let's get an app.
But you know, maybe people could start putting up on Facebook Live, whose voice would you love to take away? Who would you love to see lose their entire following?
Yeah, start replying, people, real quick.
I'm nothing without my following.
I kind of want to take hers away again. She'll have a meltdown, Jessie Taylor.
entertaining. I liked her for being honest. I mean, she really is nothing without her following, and she... I thought she was.
I'm not work material.
I kind of want to take Good Morning Dimples' Facebook away for his own mental health.
I have no skills.
And his boner.
Wouldn't it be fun to see the Kardashians lose their followings? Wouldn't it just be hilarious? It would kill them. It would.
Yeah.
They would wither away and die.
Here you go. Chet Hanks. Chet's provided us a lot of material.
That would really hurt him, though. And he has no business having all those followers.
Gretchen Whitmer, Cuomo.
She's just a politician.
Oh, here's a winner. Alyssa Milano.
Oh, it would kill her. Chrissy Teigen would kill her.
Chrissy's popped up a lot. Player Dave.
Player Dave doesn't have a
Breaking
following.
News with Mort Krim.
No. Player Dave doesn't have a following, and we would not take it away ever from Player Dave.
OJ.
Chet Hanks.
Not taking OJ.
Alert.
Chet Hanks, is there a new... Oh, is that what the breaking news is?
He's at the riots. Oh, great. There's 28 minutes of his story.
It's a 30-minute... Instagram video. Okay,
he's got his shirt on.
We have to at least give it a shot.
This is going
to
be painful.
We're not going to listen to the whole thing.
Mitch Albom. And there's another vote for Mitch Albom. Does his voice
take away
even count?
His typewriter, his keyboard. Oh, that hurt him.
A lot of Chrissy Teigen. David Hogg. Where's Hogg been in all this?
Yeah, Hogg. I think.
Oh, no.
Two in a row. Righteous. Talking. Three in a row. Righteous Rick. Righteous Rick. Righteous
oh, no.
Rick.
No, David Hogg popped up because I
he needs a school shooting. He really
does. He mentioned something about being attacked with, you know, rubber bullets and stuff, and then I saw a reply from
he's using the violence to tap into his experience. I see. That's great.
I didn't really pay attention. I just paid attention to the reply from one Jim Bentley who said, "We need to ban rubber guns."
Good one.
People are dying.
On Hogg's Twitter?
Yeah.
is he one of the top comments?
How well was that received?
I didn't see. It was like right when he posted it.
All right, I'll look. I'll go look at it. Yeah. How long ago
That's
was
great.
It?
Today.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad Jim is on that. I know they would love for him to be moving cars at Zot Ford, but if he can respond to an important post about a current event, and then I think Zot would certainly put that above moving cars.
Well, if it increases his clout, he'll move more cars.
And I think it's a great idea to ban rubber guns. I mean, that's out-of-the-box thinking. Is there anyone in the Paul Financial Hotline for today?
The only new one is some 13-year-old nerd who's going to UNLV in the... when school resumes, he graduated. One of those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Some smart kids.
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to have you guys look up the four-year-old genius who was reading at one. And
no, he wasn't, but I'll look him up.
I can't. It
no
was
kids reading
it
at
last
one.
Week, I think, maybe. But I wanted to read him, and I wanted to do a quiz on get him on the phone and just start throwing stuff at him.
Didn't this kid graduate from college and high school all in the same week?
He's got two associate degrees, so now he's going to go to UNLV.
Associate degrees? He's supposed to be a genius.
UNLV?
Well, nobody has even started yet. He's 13 already. There's like 9-year-olds who've got PhDs.
I mean, I'm sure UNLV is a lovely school, but is it known for...
I don't know.
In the story they point out, there's four kids under the age of 16 going to UNLV. And I'm like, well, that seems really easy then.
I'm not impressed at all. I mean, I'd put him in the top 10% of his age group, but that's about it.
That top 10%.
I mean, congratulations on that.
So we can call him if you want.
Yeah, I'm not really impressed. I mean, I want to call him to assure myself that he really is that bright.
Yeah.
What do you think? You guys with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any specific question, though? You're going to ask him. You ought to, like, come up with something.
I know. I want to think about it.
Well, his name is Isaac, and he has a IQ of 154.
You're talking about the four. This is the four-year-old now.
Yeah. He's okay. A member of Mensa.
Oh, we have the four-year-old's phone number?
No, Brandon just found that story.
I'm trying to find that number for you.
Okay. Let's see. What kind of stuff does Jeopardy ask people? What are the categories people stumble with on Jeopardy?
Potables.
What are potables? I don't even remember.
Potables. So isn't that always the question about alcohol and drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Potables.
Yeah.
Weights and Measures is the category Tommy Chong just dominated.
What a shock.
And now we know that Monkey Mobile Mel has the Cheech and Chong mobile.
I know. That's so cool.
How cool is that? It seems almost like a reason to call Tommy. Tommy's like 82, isn't he?
He's got to be up there, yeah.
We called him the day pot was legalized. He actually answered the phone while he was getting on a plane. That was so cool. Well, anyway, Hall Financial Hotline would love to refinance for you and save you a lot of money. You probably heard about the guy who went from 5.5 to 2.75. He shortened the length of his loan. He's saving money every month. It was $170. I mean, really great stuff.
Yeah, the guy emailed in, yeah.
And at an uncertain economic time like right now, what could be better than lowering your mortgage or shortening your loan or getting a lower interest rate? If you haven't refinanced in the last year, Hall Financial would like to talk to you. If you refinanced 2.5 years ago, you should just call and just see, because they are helping people. Go to our webpage, click the logo for Hall Financial to get started, or call 248-308-5000, or you can go to davidallmortgage.com/DrewandMike. They got over 1,500 five-star reviews, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. They are an equal housing lender. Dr. Roche is open, too. That reminds me.
All right.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you want their June specials?
We'll hold off on those for now.
Okay. All right. They're exciting, so that's a tease.
Let's see. What?
Video taught me good.
What should a 13-year-old Mensa, he should know everything, shouldn't he?
Not Mensa. He's just a graduate.
Oh, he's more than a Mensa. His IQ is 150-something.
Graduated last week from a community college in California with 4 associate degrees. God, pick a lane, dude. 4.0 GPA. He's continuing at UNL. Let's see. Fullerton College is where he got those degrees. It was a really fun and interesting experience. That's what he said. I didn't really know what I was looking into at the start of it. Yeah, that's why you got 4 degrees.
This guy going to UNLV.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
He's going to get a bachelor's degree in history at UNLV. History?
Well, there's a lot of questions we could ask him about,
miscommunication.
The coronavirus and
how
it's transmitted. And
the riots.
Yeah, I don't know if that'd be his area of expertise.
He is going to go into history. Maybe he knows a little bit of, maybe he can tell us about Watts.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
All right, dial him up. I'm ready. What's his name?
Jack.
Me off. Stuff. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Jack? His name's Jack?
Yeah.
The 13-year-old's named Jack?
Yeah, he's short for Jackson's a really popular name.
Jackson is?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of Jacksons.
I think that's a cool name.
What's up? Jackson sounds like a black first name, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It sounds too cool for a white guy.
Very racist.
That's a trendy new name.
Oh.
Is Jack Black?
Jack Black. What about him? The actor?
No.
Oh, this Jack, kid. Jack, I think he's Asian.
Jack. He's a.
Oh, pardon.
Mom's name.
Surprise, surprise.
I know. How about a curveball, huh? His mom's name is Rue, R-U.
What? It didn't even cross my mind. Of course he's Asian.
I don't know.
Sue me.
I didn't think he was when I saw
him. Okay, maybe he's not. I'm just looking at the one picture.
I don't know that many Asian people named Jack, but I suppose. Does it seem like a common Asian name?
Yeah, why not?
Jack. Jack.
Jack, 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 Jack,
I think it sucked to have a kid that smart. Unless you had like a 190 IQ.
Well, that mom probably thinks she's smart because she birthed him.
J-A-C-K, Jack. Jack, 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 Jack. Jack, 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 Jack. J-A-C-K.
Please leave your message for 562.
Jack, Jack.
You know I've been thinking about it a whole lot lately. You, Jack, are my number one best friend in the whole entire world.
Hello?
Hello, Jack?
I didn't
hear a beep. Jack, this is the Drew and Mike show calling, and we heard about that you're going to UNLV. I know you're only 13. Which, congratulations, that's fantastic. We just want to call and talk about being a 13-year-old heading to college and some of the unique challenges you might face ahead. Good luck, Jack. Thank you. Call the number that's on the 248 number. Thanks.
You are my best friend. You are my best friend in the world. You're my best friend in the world. Jack,
that's,
you know as well as I know that I have a whole lot of...
That song might psych him up, because if he's 13, he's that nerdy, he probably doesn't have a friend. So he's going, oh my God, somebody's my best friend? Really? I've never had a best friend.
Oh, because
my IQ's too high.
Think he has a phone,
Jack?
Of course.
Yeah, he does.
Well, he's 13. I don't know. Maybe she's really tough on it.
Nah, he's got to do weights and measures, and you know, his algebra. He's got to have a special phone for all the stuff he does.
His porn.
His porn too. Yeah.
So mom doesn't know. We know that.
Those super studious guys, they really rely on porn quite a bit.
Oh, my God, yeah, the worst kind. They have to have a release.
They do.
Mentally.
And it's usually not in the direction of a of someone of the opposite sex, fortunately. Oh, my. So I saw this horrible story today about Beckett Etheridge.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was it Etheridge's kid?
Overdose.
Did you guys read that?
I just saw the cause of it.
Yeah, he OD'd on... Was it heroin? It was opioids. Yeah. He had an opioid problem.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this is terrible. And it's Melissa Etheridge's kid. And I'm thinking, well, it's David Crosby's kid, too. And gee, is the kid have, you know, addictive personality because he's David Crosby's son? I mean, did anybody think about that? And today, his girlfriend comes out. And this is one of those stories where I'm like, oh, really? Shouldn't someone sort of vet this instead of just have this girl spew off and claim all the things she claimed, which, among other things, she said that Beckett Etheridge, the son of Melissa Etheridge and David Crosby.
Mm-hmm. Beckett Cipher, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Julie right. Cipher.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Beckett yeah. Cipher. Okay. Beckett had a terrible snowboarding accident at 17. And according to his girlfriend, he passed out 40 feet in the air and landed on his head.
Oh, boy.
And she said that she thought he had brain damage. But, okay, I'm just telling the story the way she did. She said that he came home, of course, you know, in terrible shape. She called Melissa Etheridge to find out about insurance information and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm about to go on stage. And went on stage. And then she never got the medical information. So, therefore, he never got any medical treatment. Oh, and he developed an opioid addiction to ease the pain.
That's some pretty big leaps. Nothing like, why don't you try calling her back the next day?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would think she would call back.
You only get one shot.
I would think she... She's hard to get a hold
too busy
of.
At one time.
I'm on
fine.
Tour, okay?
Man, this dude's hitting some big jumps, man. If he's 40 feet in the air,
well,
that guy is ripping, roaring snowboarder. And if you lose, I don't know why you would lose consciousness at that.
What came height. First, the opioid or the accident? Yeah. Because if he passes out at 40 feet in the air, why is he passing out at 40 feet in the air? That sounds like somebody high.
Did the flying tomato ever get 40 feet in the air, though? That's quite a bit of air. That is a pretty crazy.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure he has. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Gold medalist, though.
That just got me thinking. Did anyone measure?
No.
The 40 feet?
No.
I'm thinking
maybe he went off the cliff. Maybe he didn't. Wasn't a jump. He just spaced out and went off.
But if he had brain damage,
yeah.
Well, wouldn't you go to the hospital anyway? Whether Melissa Etheridge had to go on stage or not.
Yeah. Well, is his girlfriend a doctor? Maybe she diagnosed him.
She more or less did, because he couldn't get any medical treatment because she had one chance to get the insurance information, and she was too late.
How long ago did this happen?
4 years ago.
Maybe she just watched that documentary on the snowboarder Kevin Pierce that fell and hit his head.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she saw that documentary. And said, that's him! Which, by the way, fantastic emotional documentary, The Crash Reel.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
It's really, but it's a good doc.
So anyway, yeah, that's if that story is exactly as she says, that's a really crazy story.
I know. It's all Etheridge's fault.
Well, why wouldn't she call Julie Cipher?
She never number.
Or David Crosby.
It's easier to get Etheridge's
number. Crosby's probably going on stage, too, because it was the same time, and they probably both had concerts in the same time zone.
So ludicrous. Nice throwing that out there to Tate, right?
Then there's Ryan Guzman, the actor.
Ryan Guzman, yeah, who's that?
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, what's he in? You do. Oh boy, he's in a bunch of comedies too, isn't he? If it's who I think it is, never mind. Go ahead, carry on.
I don't know who he was. He was in like the Step It Up movies, you know, the Step Up dance movies.
It's not who I thought it was.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, he was, I guess, on Instagram Live, like Hannah B. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at all the things that happen on Instagram Live. They're so valuable and important. Ryan Guzman was on there talking about how he and his friends use racial slurs all the time.
Cool.
He's got black friends, great. Italian friends, Asian friends, and they just throw racial slurs at each other because they're friends.
Oh,
cool.
And so this, of course, made people very unhappy.
But wait a sec. If his friends aren't unhappy, I mean, I don't know why he wants to use it so much, but if his friends don't care.
I don't know. The fear is, what if they make a new friend who doesn't like it?
Why is he telling everybody?
That's the thing. He shouldn't be telling.
I don't think his timing is great.
Like, hey, I have immunity. My friends say I have immunity. I can use the N-word all I want.
Brandon, any luck with a four-year-old?
No.
Gross.
I'm looking. For some reason, that four-year-old's not listed, but his...
He doesn't have a phone, the four-year-old?
I am taking a look at his parents, so...
Hmm.
He can read good.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, he's already writing essays and stuff.
Bullshit.
I think he can play six instruments.
Cool. Gets 40 feet of air.
And lands it.
At least his mom won't be going on stage when he needs medical help. Did anybody watch Lance Armstrong last night on 30 for 30?
Yep. What a dick.
You guys watch it at all? Brandon? Trudy?
I did not.
No?
No.
So, you know, the thing about Lance Armstrong is, you know, as I've pointed out, it's not really a sports story because he rides bikes.
Well.
I mean, it's not. I'm just kidding.
It's a liar story.
These bike people get so pissed at me. Someone's accused me of being glib.
We're cyclists.
I've seen so much.
What's
that? I've seen so much about him, though.
Oh, well, I got to tell you, my big takeaway from the one last night is I had no idea he wielded such power over these entities that could make decisions based on his word.
That's why it's so crazy, because this is a guy who races bicycles. Races bikes, something most of us do when we're kids, but very few people do it as adults.
Except he's made a lot of money, or he made a lot of money doing it.
Yeah, and he was this is the part that kills me. It's like, he admitted, I should explain the whole argument that I got into with a couple people who were in the cycling community and did not like my characterizations. First of all.
There is a thing like that?
What's that?
The cycling community?
Yeah, there's
such a thing.
Yeah, I think there is a community. Anyway, he said that Lance would kick LeBron's ass.
In what?
In cycling.
Oh.
Because LeBron's too big. Oh. So then I attempted to change the argument because LeBron is big.
Can he just ride a bigger bike?
Well,
bigger wheels?
I got to tell you something. I believe if LeBron put all of his attention into cycling from age 15 or 14, I believe LeBron would find a way to be a great cyclist.
You really don't see someone the size of LeBron riding a bike. You're mad.
He can't ride one.
No, I know, but they do all appear to be the same size.
Well, they're not cyclists. Yeah. That's because they're not really big athletes.
No,
they're
know.
Really,
it's an endurance sport.
Do you see? I mean, I don't know many people who give up a career in the NBA to become a cyclist. It's not a hand-eye sport. It's not, as Lance said, I'm not an athlete. I wasn't athletic. I had no hand-eye coordination. I was clumsy. I wasn't fast. So he has incredible endurance, and that along with the blood doping enables him to do amazing things. But, you know, so anyway, I tried to change the argument to Michael Jordan because he's more lithe. He's still tall, though. But because I personally don't believe anyone can beat Michael Jordan at almost anything if he starts at the same time as another athlete. Like, I think he would have been, and LeBron too. LeBron would have been a good football player, I have no doubt.
Sure.
There's a couple sports where I think other people would dominate.
My favorite sport is sports, war balloon fight.
Jordan would have found some edge or some reason he was mad at Jackson. That's how he did it.
I've never lost a water balloon fight. I'm the Michael Jordan of water balloon fight.
Anyway, eventually I just kind of said, you know, I don't even know why we're arguing about this because I don't, it was just, I don't like Lance Armstrong.
Did they admit that he's an asshole?
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes Lance Armstrong.
Well, Lance Armstrong likes himself.
He's, you know, he is such a narcissist. That's one of the things that's amazing about watching 30 for 30 is to see someone who is, I think he thinks that he's sort of on the level.
Oh.
And he's not even close.
Well, they'd open with him saying, like, the question was, are you doing this to become more relevant? And he's like, I've always been relevant. He doesn't get that nobody cares about you anymore.
You know, to be honest.
And how many times did he say in there, too, he would say something like, well, I don't think that way because I wouldn't change a thing the way stuff happened. Really? You wouldn't change a thing?
That's when he's talking about...
He destroyed people's lives.
He's talking about, you know, he had three options. One was that, you know, he does all the blood doping and all that, and nobody knows, and he is the great Lance Armstrong, the A-list bike rider, which, why was he A-list? But it's bike riding.
Yeah, well, and the fact that Nike put a lot of money behind him and
Livestrong.
Do not
underestimate Livestrong and how huge that was in making Lance Armstrong look like the most benevolent person.
But remember what really pushed Livestrong into hyperspeed was Nike.
Yeah, Nike was a big part of it. But, I mean, he still is a cyclist. I mean, other athletes have overcome things.
Hey, I turned on tons of money. I could have taken money from that organization.
So then he says that nobody could have found out, and he would have just been Lance Armstrong hero, you know, forever. Or when they found out, when it was incontrovertible evidence that he was breaking the rules, they could have cut a deal with him where he apologized, and they called the sponsors and asked them to. You know, hey, can we just support him? And Lance will take a time out for a while, and then he'll come back, and people will get over it.
Which is what most people would choose, I would believe.
Yeah. But he, on the other hand, was such an asshole while trying to keep this a secret, and he went after everyone who suggested that he was blood doping. And he lost because he got busted in the end. And he said he was glad he lost because now he works for himself. He's in control of everything.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
There's an amazing comparison, I think, between him and Barry Bonds. Because Bonds never admits to anything.
No, he doesn't.
And he's an enormous asshole.
He is.
And he can't figure out why no one likes him.
Lance Armstrong, though, he so aggressively went out to destroy people.
Yeah, the Andreus.
Yeah, this woman, Lance was very sick in the hospital with cancer, and his doctor came in, and they were going to leave the room, and he said, oh, you don't have to leave the room, this fellow biker and his wife. And the doctor says, have you ever taken performance-enhancing drugs? Because he was asking him all these questions. And he said, yeah, I've taken. And he rattled off a series of drugs that are, you know, not legal to be using for the bicycle riding.
And it really showed how clueless he was because then under deposition for the lawsuit from the promotion company, the guy said, let me understand this. You're not saying you don't remember saying that. You're categorically saying that you didn't say that. He's like, well, if I never took them, then why would I ever say
it? How could I say it?
He's like, okay, I just want to make sure. He's like, well, yeah, I don't know how much clearer I could be. And the lawyer's clearly...
No, he's such an asshole about it.
The lawyer's clearly just getting him to say...
Of course you weren't a liar.
You're saying right now, you've never taken them. That's basically what the lawyer... But Lance doesn't get it. He's just being a total dick to him.
Yeah, he seems to be suggesting that if I never took him, how could I ever said it?
Yeah.
What kind
of bike do you have?
That was the follow-up question.
It's a strange kind of logic.
That was the follow-up question from the lawyer.
Any sweet jumps?
Than that.
But, you know, he's one of these people, I think he just has to be right all the time, or whatever he thinks is right has to be right, because his friend said, Lance went to Hawaii, you know, to sort of ride the thing out, and in 48 hours he went from... the A-list amazing, overcoming cancer, great bike racer, Lance Armstrong, the multi-hundred millionaire, to losing everything in 48 hours.
Yep. And he said after that,
I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change it. Really? You wouldn't change a thing?
Well, he
hates you?
Yeah, but it's all about money for Lance. And he made a shitload of money. And the money he lost in court cases or that he had to pay back was still just a fraction of what he made. So that's really what it's about. He doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
Here's some of the power that he would wield. So Tyler Hamilton, who was another cyclist, left the team they were on. And Lance was so mad that he left him and left the team to, you know, do his own thing and become a leader of a peloton in his own race, that Lance narked him out to the UCI, which is the cycling. It's like FIFA for cyclists.
Pretty amazing.
What a dick for doing the same thing that he was doing. And then Greg LeMond made a comment that said, hey, it's amazing the way he came back from cancer. It's probably the greatest story of all time. And if not, then it's probably the biggest fraud ever, you know, ever acted out. And that made Lance so mad that he went to Trek, who, you know, bicycle company Trek, who was his sponsor, and said, hey, you guys own part of Greg LeMond's bike, that bike company. Don't do that anymore. And they got rid of one of their properties, one of their assets, because Lance Armstrong told him to get rid of Greg LeMond's just because of one comment he made. It's really amazing that he would do that.
I'm just kind of blown away that he was that important. It just seems so stupid.
Well, to that point, here's the best part of part two of Lance, in my mind. So there he is hosting SNL, which is quite amazing that he actually
hosts. Stupid.
Saturday Live. A-list star in American cycling history.
So they're going to ask his daughter a question.
Did you meet any of your dad's girlfriends?
Yeah. Cheryl.
Crow.
She was super sweet. He dated Tori Burch. He dated Kate Hudson. And Anna. Yeah, he definitely dated a few people before me.
Oh, she seems comfortable.
I've been Lance's partner for about 10 years now.
Oh.
And we have two kids. When Lance and I met, I was actually living in Vail working with a small nonprofit working with young adult cancer survivors. So
I think it's amazing they asked his daughter about his team photo.
Drew us together, I think, was our work in the cancer world.
Really? It's not your body that brought you two together?
Not sure I'm buying that.
Okay. Doesn't he start talking about the girls, all the girlfriends he had?
Yeah, he says something here, I think. He cuts his finger making dinner.
My God, this is the dumbest part. They could have edited
it. It was so stupid.
The overreaction was all for the cameras, too.
I want to say something about his daughter. Earlier, they had Lance. I don't even know why this team would let him talk, the Rice football team. He's talking to the team because, one of our players, his father's Lance Armstrong, the shamed bike racer. And Lance gets up there and gives a speech, and he refers to his son, I'm always rooting for you guys, especially number 48. His kid was number 35. He didn't even know his kid's number.
What a dick.
I mean, didn't it say something?
Well, it's all about Lance. The only reason he was there was so he could give the speech.
He also, well, you know what he...
Then I have this relationship with Cheryl that lasted for years. Kristen's going, wait a minute.
His ex-wife.
We just got divorced, and now I'm reading in every news outlet in the world about my ex-husband.
Every news outlet.
The father of my three kids with this rock star.
He loves that.
Slut.
It couldn't have been easy. And the irony is I wasn't that happy.
Fake!
You don't think Cheryl was either.
That's why I so do not miss living with or loving or being in a relationship with anybody else famous. Is in those situations, you just can't get out. And then you're afraid. You're afraid to break the cycle, and then you just stay in. And I did it. I did it way too long. I should have just said no.
Well, you're so famous. How could you help it?
And for that, I'm actually
more famous than Matthew McConaughey.
A lot earlier.
Hey, how are you? Ha ha.
I'm so bummed that McConaughey hung out with him.
That his friend said that he was more famous than Matthew McConaughey when they would go to a bar.
All right, all right, all right.
Whatever.
It's such a lie.
God.
It's such a lie.
When all this disgrace happens, you know, he's got this giant charity, this cancer organization that's raised hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're kind of like, hey, you know what? You're so toxic now. You're such an asshole that we really need you to just step away from this. It'd be the best thing for the charity. And Lance, of course, loses it. He's angry at them, tells them off, calls them cowards. And so, nice putting the charity first. It's all about you.
He never used the charity, though, to gain any money.
Oh, sure.
He admits that he used cancer for the storyline, but not the charity. I'm like, well, they kind of go hand in hand. He also asked Mark McKinnon, who's like a political operative. He's on the circus on Showtime, who's also on the board of Livestrong. He asked him to go to John McCain when they were doing the criminal investigation, which was later dropped. He asked him to go to John McCain to stop the investigation. And McKinnon's like, I'm so glad I didn't. Could you imagine if McCain vouched for Lance Armstrong?
Yeah. And who then was he taking later all those drugs?
Yeah, it's just...
He doesn't care. He doesn't see anything outside of Lance. It's all about him.
Yeah.
Who was the guy? He was in a race, and he was mad at one of the other bike racers, went up, and somebody was mic'd, and you can hear him yapping at this guy in the middle of a race. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, it was an Italian biker who started talking about, I think, Dr. Ferrari and what he was doing. And Lance didn't like that, so he got behind him during the race and started yelling at him and telling him to keep his mouth shut if he knew it was good for you.
That's a different clip than I saw, because I was watching it and I saw him yelling at that other guy, but I didn't think he was angry. I just thought that he liked the other guy's bike.
You got shocks, pegs.
And then the TV camera caught him, you know, doing the zipper across his mouth, like keep your mouth shut type thing.
Oh yeah,
he's a bully.
I know what he said to the guy. The guy in the just during a race, and he comes to the guy and says, "I have money. I can destroy you."
He's right though. He had done it before.
Who says that?
An asshole. An asshole, I mean, says that.
Other than people in movies.
You're right.
They crashed his bike into him, or something.
Yeah, he should have just taken them both out. You have money, but I'm taking us both out.
Crash his bike.
The end was really stupid, too. I felt like he was trying to...
It'd be fun for us.
He was trying to cry at the end, and of course...
Oh, yeah, that was so fake.
He's so dislikable.
Hey, Brent, is there a boner line today?
There is
a boner line.
There is. Okay, well, Trudy, why don't you tell us Dr. Roche is open today for business.
Yeah, that's really cool, because everybody who's pretty damn wrinkled by now, they look like Sharpays, can get in there. But what they're doing at first is they're starting safe and slow with the reopening. They're still doing teleconferencing, so they still have people calling in or conferencing in so that they can get, kind of an appraisal. And from that, then they move on to scheduling. Consultation before you're coming in for procedures, you know, makes it easier for you and more convenient for everybody. But the specials are back in June. New Evolve, which, by the way, right before everything fell apart, Evolve arrived at their offices. And so now they get to try it out on people for tightening, trimming, and toning. It's muscle contouring, tightening baggy skin and cellulite smoothing, that wet bag of popcorn look. Pandemic pouches can be gone. Summer breast implant special $3,500, and the summer diva special 3 treatments regularly $4,500, free G spots or a shot, that is, which all helps with a useful appearance, tightening, and it diminishes urinary incontinence, because you know that for people is very hard too. But all of that at the offices of Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110, or go to droche.com. And look at the procedures, and you can check out which ones might work for you, what you need right now.
Beautiful. Well done.
The offices of Dr. Roche.
Dr. Gregory Roche.
All right.
You finally got your wish, by the way. Someone has spoke out about COVID spreading amongst the protesters.
Who?
The mayor of Atlanta. She said, if you're out protesting last night, you need to get a COVID test this week.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's pretty minor. Gretchen Whitmer said, be sure to socially distance and please wear a mask.
Yeah, right.
She's like, wait a second. There were a couple hundred people from the state capitol, and you said we might have to extend staying at home because of them and how irresponsible they are.
Yep.
But, of course, nobody wants to suggest that COVID is more important than Floyd or George Floyd, which is weird because it's really the two are not connected at all.
No.
In fact, I was really trying
to say COVID kills a lot of people of color and black people as well.
I was trying to wrap my brain around, and there were a couple of articles about it today about why is it that nobody is scolding the protesters for not socially distancing and not wearing masks?
Because nobody would listen to that.
Yeah, but Trudy, that's the whole point. The people in Branson, the people at the state capitol, they were completely oblivious to this thing that's killing us. You know, that's what they had us believing, that you've got to stay at home. This is so dangerous. And honestly, I'm conditioned now. When I see a crowd, I almost go, like, how dare they? And so it was weird seeing these giant crowds who just seemed to not give a fuck. And then not to have the media scolding them, because the media was scolding people, too. They would literally, the lead story would be, look at all these people at blah, blah, blah.
Did you see all the pictures of all the different cities? They all had, you know, like snapshots individually. I think the one that looked most civilized and thereby soft was, I think it was Hartford, Connecticut, where people looked like they were socially distanced.
Really?
But still mad.
I saw that picture.
Hartford, huh?
I thought it was Hartford, yeah. I just scrolled through them all this morning. L.A. looked the worst.
But I just want to understand why when, you know, we were at home. I mean, this is the most incredible thing. The most incredible thing that's happened in the course of my life. I could not leave my house for 2 months because it's so dangerous. And you've got to wear a mask and you've got to stay away from people because this thing is so dangerous. And you don't want to give it to this person. You don't want to give it to an older person. You don't want to give it to anybody. And yet, this thing happens, and all of a sudden it's like, not that important right now. I mean, because everyone else was being scolded.
Are they saying it's not that important?
I'm not trying to tell on them. Yeah. I think we all know they weren't social distancing and wearing masks. But it's like, okay, so does that mean that it wasn't really that important? Or this is more important than coronavirus? Or what does that mean?
This is more exigent. Probably, yeah. It's more in your face right now. There's not much they can do about that.
So it suspends coronavirus concerns?
Not really.
Well, no. But they don't think people can do two things at once, apparently.
But people, they've been criticizing people for doing that. I mean, much smaller groups. I mean, those are big groups in every city. Well,
criticizing people who are tearing down Target stores. That's...
Well, couldn't they criticize the looters at least for not socially distancing?
Yeah, because that's the worst thing they're doing, right?
Sure.
Not looting.
Yeah, why not?
Well, no, it's hard not to wonder why is it that this, you know, what you can't criticize someone when they're doing something important, even if it rejects what you've been told for the last 2 months? I mean, it's kind of strange.
Do you feel that it devalues your quarantine time, the time that
yes.
you serve?
Yes, I do. I didn't quite know how to put it, Trudy, but I think that's sort of... Because honestly, you know, when I saw, you know, I heard, so-and-so went to Florida or whatever. I kind of felt like, wait a second, they got on a plane and flew to Florida?
Yeah.
Well, why am I sitting at home then?
You could have gone to Florida.
No, I know, but I mean, I wouldn't think a plane would take them to Florida.
Well, that's a whole other issue.
I mean, honestly, if you watched the media in any way, shape, or form, whether it's online, internet, newspapers, radio, satellite radio, or television, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, I mean, it was, you can die. We don't want you to die. Look at this death total. It's up to, you know, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000, 90,000, 100,000 people died. That's more than this war plus that war plus this war. And look at these assholes in Branson at this pool party. And then in the midst of all this, and we're still in the stay at home in Detroit, there were a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
And no scolding.
You could have gone down and joined them then. You should have.
No, I didn't want to. I mean, I don't want to get coronavirus. And I am, you know, in an at-risk category, technically, or close to it.
The people in Branson, weren't they? I mean, isn't Branson all old people? That's what I always thought.
Well, that would be worse.
There was a riot in Branson? Was there? I mean, I don't know. Is there?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about the party.
Oh.
The Ozarks?
Oh, the Lake of the Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, I'm not making light of the protests. I'm just saying that, you know, when you're protesting, apparently when you're protesting staying at home, then you get criticized. But when you're protesting the police, then you don't have to socially distance and nobody will scold you either. It's just odd to me. It seems that there was so much emphasis on death and dying and getting sick and emergency rooms and ventilators and not overwhelming the system. And if anything would overwhelm the system, it would be this.
Well, just wait 10 to 14 days.
Well, no, I don't want it to overwhelm the system. I just don't understand. Why is it not important now? Is it because we... I won't say that, but I mean, it just, I don't know. I mean, I would think people would be worried about it.
Who? Like the people actually doing
the
looting?
The people like Cuomo who are saying, oh, these people watching the Blue Angels, they could kill me. They could kill your child. They could kill my child. But no one, I mean, it's very dramatic. And here it was, you know, you could extend this stay at home because of what you did. And it's not that, you know, it seems to me that maybe people would have been more inclined to be cautious if someone had said something, but no one said anything, and I don't. Maybe it doesn't matter anyway.
Doesn't everybody know by now?
I keep noticing there's just some things that are so inconsistent to me, and it bothers me. It's not that I want them to be scolded or I want them to be held to the same standard. I just don't understand how something is so important that, I mean, it is like, we don't have ventilators. We don't want the system. This is terrible. You could die. 100,000 people have died. Look at all the people with the virus. And then people go out and do exactly what you're not supposed to do in gigundous numbers, and there's very little said about it. So what is that? I want to understand why. I mean, it's inarguable.
Well, do you want to listen real quick? Let me just click on a random video here. It's the first one that I just Googled. It just says... It's just Whitmer in April, and this is what she was talking about, you know, just a month and a half ago regarding any type of protest at all.
I know that people are angry, and that's okay. And if you want to take it out and send it my way, if it makes you feel better, that's fine. I support your right to free speech, and I respect your opinions. I just urge you, don't put yourself at risk, and don't put others at risk either. I was really disappointed to see people congregating, not wearing masks. I saw someone handing out candy to little kids, barehanded.
Gross.
We know.
It's gross anyway.
That this rally endangered people.
This is the one in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Activity will put more people at risk. I know that people are angry, and that's okay.
Okay. This is, again, politicization of a virus. Because she's mad at the people who I would assume are more on the right who are at the state capitol. She's not so mad at the people who are her constituents, the people that vote for her. I mean, it's kind of interesting because we're talking about a human life here and spreading it to someone and potentially killing them. But when they're people who would vote for her, then not such a big deal. So what I'm wondering is that just the politicization of it, or is it really not that big a deal? It's one or the other.
I don't know. I thought she said something about it today, but I could be mistaken.
She said, please wear a mask and beware of social distancing. No scolding. No, you know, you put people at risk. Nothing of that nature. And that's the first thing she said about it.
Well, of course she's not going to scold them.
Why not?
Because of what you just said, they vote for her.
But I thought that it was so important.
Well, that doesn't, just because she won't scold her constituency doesn't mean it's
not. But the media was scolding people, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, we all know, they're all fake news.
Local news, national news. So what was it?
All on her side.
Was it that important when you were scolding everyone, or is it not that important? And, I mean, it's something's weird. It's weird to me. And I don't think it's that big a deal to say it either, that, you know, I believe in this protest and you're right to protest, but this is very dangerous and we could have a huge spike in the coronavirus.
Well, they expect that now.
I guess it's
now.
A good test. Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, in a couple of weeks, if we don't see spikes, shouldn't we just reopen everything?
NBC News did a big story on it last night, how they're expecting to see spikes, especially in those areas where they've already been climbing back up, particularly Minnesota.
Well, yeah, every major city. This is every city. This is everyone. This is not just... That's, to me, why it's even more surprising that there's not more of the moralizing about that when it's such a huge... It's huge numbers. I mean, maybe, we've never seen any gathering
maybe
like
Trump
this.
Will scold them and tell them to wear a mask because he's about to speak to the in the Rose Garden.
Great.
It's really weird, the shots right now.
Trump hasn't said a word about coronavirus, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Has he said anything about coronavirus in the protests?
No.
No, no.
Because that would be truly not. Hypocritical.
No,
I mean, he doesn't wear a mask.
Well, no, that's why I was joking.
But look at all the criticism he took for not wearing a mask. Sure. And anyone who didn't wear a mask.
No, they matter, should be wearing a fucking mask.
There were people in a grocery store in New Jersey who ran a woman out who wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Now, did those people get mad at the protesters?
Hopefully.
The looters?
I mean, are you mad that they're not wearing masks?
I don't. Well, if it's
I wish
that,
they were wearing
if
masks.
If it's that serious, yeah, I don't like it. But I this is, you know, I'm not a coronavirus expert, so I don't. You know, did Dr. Fauci say anything about the protests?
No, I haven't seen him speak in a long time.
Where's Dr. Fauci?
Is he
under the White House?
Yeah, he's been quarantined for a while.
He was exposed, so he put himself in quarantine. I think he just needed a break from it all.
He did. Yeah, he came out and said that Trump no longer talks to him a lot or
Seriously?
The rest of the coronavirus task force. And it's probably because Trump's mind is somewhere else over the last, you know, 4 or 5 days.
Well, plus we're reopening, so everything's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Boner Line is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the Lawnmower 3.0, beautifully designed to reduce those painful nicks and tugs. And you know what I'm talking about. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology development to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. They spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower. The LED light illuminates grooming areas for closer and more precise trimming, and 90 minutes of trimming. That's how much you can have because of the charging experience. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And they bring you the Boner Line.
Hello, friend.
Brandon, I think you're slacking on the Boner Line.
How dare you try to tarnish my motherfucking homeboy's reputation, punk motherfucker.
The truck driver complaining about not seeing boobies on the road anymore. He's 100% correct. I've been driving for 20-some odd years.
20 years.
And I think the last set of nice boobs I saw out on the road was 2002.
So sad. So terrible.
Yeah, in regards to the Kwame Kilpatrick story, I think we're all in agreement that the movie Idiocracy is becoming more of a documentary than a comedy. And maybe Kwame was just trying to pull the move Not Sure Did when he first went to prison and was like, no, I'm supposed to be getting out today.
Hi, excuse me. I'm actually supposed to be getting out of prison today.
You're in the wrong line, dumbass.
Hell yeah, make it happen.
Texas really does think a lot of itself.
We love you, Texas.
One of the things that you learn after moving here from Michigan and your kids go to school is that Texas has its own pledge. Now, they do still say the Pledge of Allegiance to the U.S. flag, but then immediately afterward, they get to say, with their hand on their heart, honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one and indivisible.
Because everything's bigger and better in Texas. This Lone Star's got to go.
Damn. That girl at the smoking Texas bar. She sounded hot as fuck, man.
What a creep.
I only have one thing to say about Jennifer in the bar in Texas that doesn't allow masks. She sounds hot.
What a creep.
Go down to a debate about Cusack and Bayo.
I bet you Bayo's got a bigger crack and a way better team photo than Cusack.
So. Who would you rather nail?
And I don't give a shit.
Yeah, right.
Separated at birth. Drew, yesterday's show at the 1 hour, 50 minutes, 30 second mark sounds like Bane from Batman.
One of your family members had to die. Would you say okay?
It would be extremely painful.
I'm Batman.
Separated at birth. Rodney King. And she wants to lay a couple guys.
Maybe she went in, I just want to say, and want to lay a couple guys. Can we all get along?
I don't know, you know. It happened.
Can we get along?
Separated at birth, Donald Trump's drop, Gary Epstein did not kill himself, and the good doctor.
Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
He only wanted me to support your position, even though it's wrong.
I run a small construction company.
Good for you.
And I posted on Indeed looking for people, and I haven't got one response.
Not my job.
In the past, I would get email after email. I mean, it's just crazy. Nobody wants to come back to work because they're getting that COVID money. Hmm.
You are not the boss of me.
It's your resident WWE nerd calling in again.
Oh, boy.
It is not called the Divas anymore.
Who cares?
They're just women. So, like the drop says,
check your misogyny.
It's still real to me, damn it.
When did Mark get off the X-Hamster bandwagon? It just kind of happened, and now he's a porn hog. It's a little disappointing.
It's called Nude and Rude. Directed by Carl Stanion.
At 44:59, I mean, Mark, who knew you were a good singer? That was beautiful, bro. Mad props for your singing abilities. You hit the note, man. Right on pitch. Love it.
Trent. Bolty.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
Yeah.
Damn it, Mark. You got me sucked into Dead to Me.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing. So
it is such a chick flick show, but I can't stop watching it. I'm so mad at myself.
Man up. Stop crying.
Mark, I totally remember the card said Moop.
Mark, you're not crazy. Moore's Moop. That's when George was playing Trivial Pursuit with the Bubble Boy.
Who invaded Spain in the 8th century?
That's a joke. The Moors.
I'm so sorry. It's the Moops. The correct answer is the Moops.
It's a misprint. It's Moors. There's no Moops.
It's Moops.
Moors.
Moops.
Moors.
What a concept. I love what an asshole the Bubble Boy was.
I know.
Hey, do you want some breaking news?
Sure.
The medical examiner of Hennepin County, that would be Minneapolis, has updated the, I guess the toxicology came in.
Oh.
So he's ruled it the death is a homicide. That's still how it was ruled.
Okay. That's the Baden one? Or
no,
the,
no, no, no.
Oh, the original, the medical examiner. Okay. Well, that's even better.
What do you mean it's even better?
Because that's the autopsy that was disconcerting to people who wondered, you know, if there'd be a difficult time convicting this guy of murder.
So, yeah. So the manner of death, according to the Emmy, is homicide. But the toxicology says that there was fentanyl in his system. I don't know if it that pre-metabolized fentanyl.
Yeah, boy.
And faint signs of recent methamphetamine use.
Yeah, boy.
So, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So things are going to get even more fun.
It always gets complicated, doesn't it?
Fentanyl and meth in his system?
Did he have to just? Couldn't he just have not given him those tests?
Signs of
the guy's
recent
dead.
Signs of recent methamphetamine use. So that could be how it metabolizes, and then that chemicals in your body. Or
for example, like if he had marijuana, it could be any time in the last 30 days.
Sure.
Well, methamphetamine would be the last couple days or 3 days, wouldn't it?
Well, why does that matter anyway? Because if they had held a guy with no fentanyl in his system for 9 minutes underneath the knee, they would also asphyxiate, wouldn't they?
Not necessarily.
Don't let logic throw you, Trudy, because some defense attorney is going to get a hold of this, and he'll probably have a big defense team of some kind. Don't you think people want the attention of being on his defense team?
Well, he's in a union, too. Aren't they going to be helping him out? Isn't the police union going to be ponying up for a lot of his
I know, and
defense?
That's part of the problem. You know, honestly, I think the judicial part of these cases is more disturbing, well, as disturbing as the cases themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Because and I wonder, you know, because Rodney King, you know, Rodney King lived. He had the shit beat out of him.
Yeah.
But he lived. And it was the not guilty, and the feds fixed it. They found them guilty. They retried him. They double jeopardied them.
This is so sad. One of the last things I remember seeing Rodney King do was puking outside of his car before he went on Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah. By the way, he blew the $4.4 million he got. Blew it out his ass.
Yeah. I think he had the same investor as Baby Jessica.
Obviously.
It's terrible.
What a bummer.
By the way, sucks. I read I don't know why there was an updated story on
the GoFundMe for George Floyd is at $7 million.
Wow.
Whew. And Mayweather wants to pay for his funeral.
Okay, great.
That's nice.
There was an update to Baby Jessica. And in the story, they've updated it to say she almost lost all her money in the 2008 collapse. Not all of it. Almost.
Okay. So she was in things that did not come back, like almost everything. What in the fuck did they have her invested in?
I don't know why that story made
me. I mean, I want a forensic accountant to go into her investments and find out, because she got $1 million when she was a baby in a drain pipe.
Yeah.
And she comes out, she grows up, and all of a sudden she's 30 years old, and $1 million is worth almost nothing. How in the fuck do you do that?
I don't know.
Because she had nothing to do with it.
They had investments. Well, no, she didn't. That money didn't get touched till she was 18, right? Wasn't she in a trust?
So what the fuck did they do to it? That money should have been worth that $50 million.
Maybe she put it all in.
She should be buying baby dolls, not dancing at baby dolls. Or wait, was that her?
No, that was the test. Wasn't that the test tube baby?
Oh, that's a switched at birth.
Switched at
birth kid.
That was the baby doll kid.
Oh God,
so stupid.
Baby dolls, the worst strip club I've ever seen, and the switched at birth kid is dancing nude there.
You haven't been to the Brass Ass and. Northern Kentucky outside Cincinnati, because that's the worst one I've ever seen.
Vice did a story on the worst strip club.
Oh, really?
The lowest, the most one-star ratings, I think, or the worst one-star ratings.
Oh, where's it at?
They didn't say.
Oh, man.
But what's the name?
They didn't say the name.
Oh, what?
No, they did not say the name.
What's so bad about it?
Let's see, what was so bad about it? I think the strippers were stealing stuff from the customers.
Oh, that would be a problem. That would be a problem.
I don't think that's as uncommon as you might think.
No.
Oh, here it is. I spent a night touring the Gold Coast's worst-rated strip club. Where's the Gold Coast?
Chicago has a Gold Coast.
Is this some Australian thing?
No.
It's the Gold Coast. Isn't that like Florida on the other side of the Wang, the bay side?
The other side of the Wang.
They did absolutely did not give a name because I was looking for the name.
Huh.
Hmm.
Layla?
That's a bummer. So things are going to be, something looks like it's going to turn to worse in D.C., man. Are you seeing any of this? All these protesters lining up, which a lot of them have masks on, so you'll be relieved.
Oh, good.
Well.
Because I guess Trump's getting ready.
Honestly, it's been, because, you know, anytime I turn this on, my head starts rolling as in, you know, oh, God, why? What do you do? How do you handle this? What's the solution? Which seems like there isn't one.
Nothing.
But I really feel like, because the protesters themselves seem angry that all this damage is associated with the protest, and people keep saying that the people doing this are not part of the protest, which is, you know, it's really, I'm not sure how you can know that, but there's obviously some perpetrators who just come in there to stir up shit. There always are.
Yeah.
Anyway, although in spite of that, they got a civil rights attorney and another attorney were arrested for throwing Molotov cocktails into a cop car.
Oh, man.
I don't think those guys were Antifa.
No.
But, you know, it's impossible to say who everyone is or that it's all this or all that. But I thought, you know, what if the protesters, and I don't know who's in charge or who is the leader of this. Is anyone considered the leader?
That's the thing about naming Antifa a terrorist organization. They're not an organization.
No, they're random.
Well, when they kept saying that they were being shipped into cities, it's like, paid protesters. I kept hearing that too. Paid protesters.
Soros!
Are there really all these paid protesters? Because I hear Republicans say a lot. Oh, everybody at that Hillary thing was a paid protester. Everybody at that, you know, the Muslim travel ban thing. Those are paid protesters. They were bussed in.
Yep. Oh, remember, what was that documentary on HBO we both watched about? It was about, you know, the internet things that get big, like Pizzagate.
Yeah. And the media.
Remember that Jacob Wall, and I can't remember the other guy, but they had that big press conference.
Yes.
And he just walks in and says, that bus out there, that's a Soros-paid bus. They're busing pros. And the New York Times reporter's like, what are you talking about?
I know.
He goes, that bus right there. And he's tweeting it. And he goes, why are you tweeting that? That's irresponsible. There's no proof to it. He goes, I just know. And they got busted in so many lies and fabrications in that.
Well,
yeah, but still, probably 75% of the people who hear that will still believe it. Yeah,
they do. They always do. And I swear, you know, when it was the protesters being busted, and maybe that was during the 2016 election, or maybe I can't remember exactly what it is, but I've heard it many times where you'll see all those people protesting, they were shipped in buses. They're not even from here. And
They might have come in buses from other places.
Why, first of all, why do they have to be bussed in? Why can't they take out an ad right in that town and say, hey, we'll pay $50 to show up at this protest?
Because then they'll get caught.
But don't they get caught when the people get off the bus and start yelling?
Apparently, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, but I do believe it.
Oh, great.
What's that?
Just the
Some
White House.
Shit being stirred up.
Oh boy!
Cops are on the
I believe there are shit stirrers who do go around.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
By the way, they always suggest they're coming in from somewhere. Why do they have to come in from somewhere? There's a protest in every city. Aren't there shit stirrers in every city?
Yeah.
So yeah. Why do they have to come from another city?
Because they want to stir up shit in your city, and then you can return the favor and stir shit up in their city.
That reminds me, who's the ESPN writer who was tweeting, burn that shit down? Chris Palmer?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know who he is. He was tweeting, burn that shit down. And then the protesters got near his house. And all of a sudden he's like, hey, go fucking do that in your own neighborhood, you assholes.
Ah.
And he got busted.
Former ex, what is this? Former ESPN NBA reporter criticized for hypocritical tweets. That must be him.
He doesn't write for ESPN anymore? Or did they fire him for this?
I don't know. Maybe they fired him for this.
Well, I didn't think that would be too good for your job standing to be telling people to burn that shit down.
I don't know what he does now. Blasted the animals who destroyed a Starbucks.
It was kind of, in a way, comical to see him screaming to burn it down and then minutes later going, wait, you're in my neighborhood. No, stop.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, I heard a guy in 97.1 today, which, by the way, was kind of funny. I'm going to 7-Eleven, and I hear, and CVS to get some coffee.
Did you wear a mask?
I did. I have heard all this scolding and all that and all the advice, and so I do it because I just assume, why would I not? Because if they're lying, it's not going to hurt me to wear the mask.
Exactly.
But if they're not lying, although recently...
Just err on the side of safety.
I saw, this was not an internet thing. It was... Was it WHO or was it CDC?
The WHO
was saying
that
if you're the reason you're wearing a mask is in case you're a carrier.
Yeah.
But if you're not a carrier, you don't need a mask.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much how it goes, how it works.
Well, I'm not a carrier. I haven't been anywhere. Okay,
but do you know if other people around you are?
Who am I around?
People at 7-Eleven.
Well, I'm not close to anyone in 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Well, there's a glass thing in front of
me. And you don't need to wear one unless the business wants you to.
That's not how the explanation for wearing or not wearing a mask has evolved over 3 short months.
Yeah, but they've learned more about it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they have to stick with what they said at the beginning.
Well, I don't know. Why would they ever say not to wear a mask? Because they said that at the beginning. Do not wear a mask.
They didn't think it mattered.
Well, then what would be the harm in wearing one, though?
Well, it wasn't. You could have worn one the whole time.
By the way, today, that reminds me of the press conference. Gretchen Whitmer said that we still don't have enough supplies. And I'm like...
Well, enough to do, what, 25,000 tests?
Tests a day, yeah. And I'm thinking, what's the delay? How much time do you need to get the supplies? And... Can you not get them from somewhere else? Is there, I mean, could Ford or GM or Chrysler or someone, I mean, is there some way to get this done?
I don't know. Apparently not. Not with this budget shortfall.
Oh, my God. I know. What is this going to cost to clean all this shit up?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, around here, it hasn't been too bad.
Not really. Not at all.
I think the Detroit police have done a really good job.
Yeah, people keep sending me something. There's something going on in this area tonight.
There's a protest last night in Ferndale.
Was it
Woodward and Nine? I don't know. I saw a couple pictures.
How big was it?
It wasn't that big. I mean, people were right there in the intersection, you know, like on the median.
It doesn't seem like Ferndale could get that rowdy.
No.
No, not really. No, but Ferndale. Then again, you wouldn't think Grand Rapids could get that rowdy. Grand Rapids was nuts.
Wow. Oh, man. Did you see that chick? She just picked up a tear gas canister and chucked it back. Jesus. Whoa.
Yeah, you know, this is just horrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, this is not going to be a good one.
Yeah.
I do worry when you've got this many police under this much pressure, and if they do just the slightly wrongest thing, and they're going to be on 10 phones, and it's going to be blown up a million times, and it's going to be, look, they're even worse than we thought. Yeah. And I would think police would be pretty fucking angry at this point. I think they've been amazingly restrained, and they've been really professional. And that's always been my feeling about cops, is most of them are very good. Mm-hmm. And if they were as horrible as some people would have you believe, that you can't leave the house without worrying that a policeman's going to kill you, I think this would be a lot worse.
I think the sheriff of Genesee County, I think he started something when he joined the protesters in Flint on Saturday. I think that was very emblematic. And other cities, Ferguson did it. Kansas City did it. Mm-hmm. All over the country, cops took a knee or joined with protesters.
Cops do get broad brushed and profiled as, you know, you're one of those guys that has killed an unarmed man, you know, killed an unarmed black guy. And I think the fact, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the fact that they usually will not come out and say something before a trial, before a guy's had a chance to go to trial, because they are in a union. It's a powerful union.
No, you don't see that.
It's probably a big problem. And it's the same way, you know, I feel the same way when, you know, remember when Rob Walchek got all those people from the Big Three partying at lunchtime, and and you're thinking, oh, my God, those guys are so fired. And no, they weren't. They were back. They went back to work. I think they were off, you know, with 80% pay or something for a few weeks. Then they returned to work because the union sticks together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and the same way with teachers unions sometimes. You know, you know, the lady who said, Barbara Bush was a piece of shit. I'm glad she's dead. And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think, well, that's got to be so bad for Fresno State. They have to let that person. Oh, no, she's got tenure.
Yeah.
And then you've got a guy who is sexually assaulting students at Michigan State, and he gets retirement.
Strample.
Yeah.
Strample.
So what the fuck?
Well, they're moving the crowd now because they got the horses out.
Ooh, yeah, horses do some amazing crowd control, don't they?
They don't even know what they're doing. They're just horses.
Yeah, horses are, anytime I see horses, I figure there's got to be something really shitty going on.
Can I ask a dumb question? Why do they move all the people out right here? When everything was,
I did not see what
it just seemed like a regular protest. I don't know why they would be moving them. I mean, I guess I don't know where they're at either, why they're moving them back, but it seemed pretty peaceful. I don't know. I mean, they must have a reason. I just wonder.
I have not been watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure we'll hear all about it. Yeah. Anyway, you know.
Look at all those people that have masks on, Drew. There you go.
You know what's interesting? No, they don't all have masks on.
Only that guy.
Maybe some of them have been tested.
Wait, hold on. I have my glasses on.
Just him. See? You should be happy.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Yeah, oh, boy.
Well, some of those masks, I'm not sure they're for coronavirus.
Of course not.
But that was more masks than I'm used to seeing. Maybe it's because someone said something.
Do you want to hear this or do you want to move on?
No, I don't really want to hear this. We could be here all night.
Trump speaking now.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
I swear to uphold an oath that the laws of our nation will be followed. That's exactly what I want. Well, he's been on point and certainly has shown the proper empathy. And
yeah,
I
right.
think he's done everything you can do to bring people together. Weak.
What did he say? What were the comments? Weak and to the governors?
Yeah.
They have to get tougher. He wants them arrested for 10 years. You'll never see this stuff again. That
Who arrested for 10 years?
You've got to arrest people. You have to track people. You have to put them in jail for 10 years, and you'll never see this stuff again. We're doing it in D.C., Washington,
Well, if they're not in jail for 10 years, then no, you're not going to see it for 10 years.
He's putting them all away. He's putting them in jail for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a unique move in law enforcement circles. Yeah. I didn't know you could arrest people for 10 years. I thought you had to prove them they had done something.
Oh, no, he's doing it. He said, we're going to do something people have never seen before. It's just talking.
Did you see Michael Jordan has a love letter that's been selling out on, you know, these auction sites?
A love letter to who?
To an actress named Amy Hunter, I think is her name. Hmm. And he wrote it in 1989, 2 months before he got married, by the way, a year after his son Jeffrey was born.
Oh. Ooh.
And he's telling her how he's in love with her. She but that because of who he is, you know, he can't just change his life because he's a star on a pedestal. But the amazing thing was, first of all, I mean, how shitty is it when people sell personal letters you write to them professing your love?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How shitty is that?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the girlfriend of Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher's son. Who says that, yeah, she was going on stage, so she couldn't give us the medical information. And, yeah, 4 years later, he died of an OD.
Yeah.
Because of that. And this girl sold this letter for $2,500.
When it up for sale, why didn't Micah Jordan just buy it off of her?
I don't know if he knew it was for sale or if she still talks to him.
I'm amazed that it's 20 pages long.
Yeah, and it sold for $2,500 in 2014, but someone just bought it for $25,703. And the amazing thing was I'm reading this thing, and I couldn't help but quickly notice something. I'll just read a couple of paragraphs. Sometimes I think I'm the most selfish person in the world because for one whole year, all I thought about was Michael Jordan.
He really wrote Michael Jordan?
Yes.
He writes in third person.
if I was Michael Jordan, the ordinary man with a 9-to-5 job, then it wouldn't be hard to admit. But instead, I'm the Michael Jordan who's put on a pedestal.
Oh.
And he's explaining that because of who he is, you know, to simply, I guess, jump over to this girl would be too difficult.
Yeah, that's usually how athletes think.
But it's written on stationery from the guest quarters suite hotel in Troy, Michigan, apparently during the Pistons playoffs
cool.
in 1989.
Cool. I don't know why that matters, but cool.
I didn't know they put 20 pages in a hotel room.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. And he didn't write it in the hotel room. It was postmarked from Charlotte.
So he steals stuff from hotel rooms.
Well, I
guess so.
I had to edit it. And it was a multi process.
I wrote a rough draft on the stationery from the Chicago Cleveland Hotel because we were playing the Cavaliers.
At a Boston pen.
So yeah,
many little soaps from every hotel in the world.
Michael Jordan always writes a rough draft and then winnow it down. Jordan's current wife, by the way, is 34 years old.
Yeah,
she's Yvette Prieto. She is a Cuban girl, and man, is she pretty! Mm-hmm. Woo! What a surprise that he would marry a pretty girl.
I know it's because
he's much younger,
such a nice guy, and thinks about other people. Not because he's Michael Jordan, the greatest team sport athlete ever.
Michael Jordan does not always think of Michael Jordan or put Michael Jordan first all the time. There's many other people in Michael Jordan's life that Michael Jordan has to put first.
That would be Scottie Pippen and then Dennis Rodman and whoever else is on the court with me at the time.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Odds and ends. There were a few today. Kylie Jenner, you know, she's not a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's looks like it's a problem.
Did you see her spending spree that she went on, everything she's bought?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons she's not a billionaire, because she spent $130 million on private jets and real estate in the last year. The stock is plummeting.
Oh, what did it do? I wonder what it did today.
I don't know. They just said it was plummeting. And also,
that's interesting though, because that stock did that really go up when she was on Forbes?
I don't know.
Because they really only lied to Forbes magazine. That's how I understood it. Not that they lied in a filing or anything.
But because of all this controversy, she is not accepting Chris's calls. She won't talk to her mother.
Oh, my God. Wait, hasn't she done this before?
I think so.
Wait, wasn't there someone else? Or
Kendall, maybe?
One of them. Yeah, it was Kendall.
They blame everything on her.
Yeah, well,
I'm not she talking touched... to mom because I did this post for the Fire Festival and everyone's mad at me.
Everything.
I'm not talking to mom because of this Pepsi commercial.
Yeah. I'm not talking to mom because I wore an afro and everyone's mad at me.
Why? By the way, why doesn't she offer a Pepsi to the police?
That really would. She would be capitalizing on the whole thing if she went out there and started just handing out Pepsi. Oh, wow. Their stock today shot up 20%.
So oh, really?
I guess people realized it was not a big deal.
Okay. Did anybody see LeBron James is tweeting?
He's been tweeting up a storm.
He's angry because he thinks the media is not showing positive images.
Has he ever watched the news before?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Has he ever seen a television? Because that's kind of how the game works, my man.
He's on it.
I really think I think LeBron has a slight problem in that. I don't think he always thinks things out.
unless there's money involved. He thought about not tweeting about China.
Yeah. First of all, I think the media has been incredibly understanding. In fact, the media tries to tell you that that all of this destruction is because people are angry, and they explain why they're angry. They don't just say, look at this, these vandals.
You know what? Every single one I saw, every single street reporter that I saw, almost every single one of them, out of probably 25 to 30 that I've seen, they always start their, the description of what they're
covering
with. Now, this started off as a peaceful protest.
Exactly.
But that, so you always have that.
They always qualify it before they just to tell you about the latest horrific damage and looting. They say, this is a really. A peaceful protest and some really well-meaning people, and now look at this.
Because that's all people really want to see.
And LeBron tweeted, why doesn't America love us? I guess referring to us black people?
America doesn't love LeBron James?
I don't know.
Or does he mean the Lakers? Maybe he means the Lakers, because America doesn't really care about the Lakers.
No, he's really mad. He's very angry with the way the country and the media is treating this. Apple, meanwhile, has told its employees that we must do more and is donating to Equal Justice a bunch of money, and they're doing a 2-for-1 match with employees. And I read a story around that story that was about how companies are going to use this to sell their brand.
Without a doubt.
Which is really
nauseating. We're seeing it with Nike, remember?
Yeah, of course.
Nike's the king at doing stuff like that. They really knew. They do. I'll give this up for Nike. They know who their audience is, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, they will capitalize on anything.
They've been pretty good marketers.
Yeah.
There were a lot of stories about cops joining protesters and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a bunch of those.
And taking knees and.
Being people.
Yeah, being disgusted by
understanding that people
treatment of George Floyd too.
Yeah,
yeah,
which is vastly different than other ones we've seen in the past.
Right. Well, we've never seen anything like this before.
Really, riots and protests? I mean, we've seen that before.
A riot and protest like this? The last one I remember was in 1992.
But that was mainly the destruction in L.A.
This is much bigger.
Ferguson.
Yeah, but this is the whole country. This is every city.
I'm
not missing. I'm missing something. 1968 was crazy.
You're right. It's every city. It's not even just the big cities either. I mean, look at Troy, Michigan right now. Yeah. Somerset Mall. There's a big gathering there.
There's a protest.
Just got a permission to go back to the mall too. Yeah. Damn it.
And there's a protest in Royal Oak.
In Christchurch, New Zealand.
And Ferndale.
Protest. Why do they have a protest in New Zealand?
Are the they were talking about the protests in the UK and in Europe yesterday, and they're orderly, aren't they? They're not tearing stuff up, are they?
Yeah,
they are.
No, they're orderly.
Okay.
This is a news clip. I think Bradley Noel. I think he recently passed away, but he he said what, where exactly all these protests are taken. Let it burn, wanna let it burn, wanna let it burn, wanna let it burn.
I'm feeling sad. Riots on the streets of Miami. Whoa, riots on the streets of Chicago. On the streets of Long Beach.
Oh. Seriously though, is this song gonna be, is, are people going to cover it and change it to, instead of April 26, 1992, are they going to change it to, you know, May 30th, 2020?
Well, maybe Sublime with Rome will do it. There was also a, is this the San Francisco Chronicle? I wrote down San Francisco Chronicle, but I'm not sure this was the story. And they had some problems in San Francisco, too, and in Oakland, but they were, and this was actually, I heard this on CNN today, that one of the reasons, Gretchen, did Gretchen possibly mention this too, that blacks are more affected by coronavirus and they are more affected by the economic effects of the coronavirus combined with the George Floyd thing, that there's a combination effect of coronavirus and George Floyd that is leading to perhaps additional anger?
Well, that's what we're talking about yesterday. The anger isn't, I don't think, solely about George Floyd. That's the nuance behind people being angry and protesting.
Yeah, and
now, don't get me wrong, there's still scum out there that will, you know, break things and take things and loot.
Yeah, the looting is, you know, I'm amazed that, because I don't know how many stores it is in the country. Well, I mean, if you say it was 50, is it 50 stores? Is it 100 stores? I don't know.
Seem to be more protests than there are, you know, riots.
But it seems like you could stop the looting at least. But I guess not.
Yeah. Well, those are people that really don't care about any of the issues. They just want free stuff.
There was, I think it was in Beverly Hills, where people were walking out with bags from the store with stuff in it.
I thought my...
oh, my God.
Did you see the looter in Seattle that went to the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, came out of the cake.
Delicious-looking cheesecake.
I know, it looked good.
She just wandered off with one cheesecake. So I thought it was kind of, well, couldn't she at least grab a few cheesecakes?
I saw this...
calories that is?
What's that?
Do you know how many calories that's going to be for
her? I don't think she cared about calories. She thought about free cheesecake.
I saw this guy on one of the stations today talking about, he's in Minneapolis, and he's in a neighborhood with a lot of black-owned and minority-owned businesses. And, of course, they're spray-painting black-owned on the buildings. Mm-hmm. And I guess so far, so good. But there's another guy named Zola Diaz, whose store was completely trashed, and he says he has lost everything. And the first thing I thought of was, well, just get this story out, and somebody will start a GoFundMe, and you'll probably have more than you ever had.
Yeah, just be first.
There already is one.
For Zola Diaz?
He's already raised $6,600, sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. But it's a $100,000 goal.
Yeah, he's an immigrant, and he built quite a life for himself, and it was all lost. Now, I don't know why he has no insurance, but apparently he doesn't. And, you know, it's really, it's just so strange to think that people who are looting and destroying and committing arson would actually decide that, yes, I want to burn this building, but not this building that this guy owns.
No.
I want to burn this guy's building. And I heard, that was what the guy in Karsh was talking about today. He said, well, yeah, with you know, the anger and the frustration and the buildup, I just want to, how did he put it? Something like break all your shit or break all your stuff, or meaning like yours, like none of it's ours, it's all yours. And it was a little more eloquent than that. But anyway, I don't think Jug Karsh knew what to do with him. So he just said, 97 won the ticket.
Oh,
and they went into commercial.
Okay.
And he started out, first he was talking about baseball, and then this call just came in.
Awesome. That's great. That's the best.
And I got to tell you,
catch him off guard.
I was a little I was kind of shocked that he was talking about baseball. It just seems
what is
so,
there to say about baseball?
I don't know. I mean, they're not even playing games.
Who's even thought about baseball?
I feel bad for those guys. I mean, as if it's not bad enough with
the baseball players.
Yeah, with coronavirus. 7-1. And then this. I really don't. A lot of sports guys, they really don't like it when they have to go off topic.
No, not at all. It's scary.
But
you got to have a take on everything, apparently.
I think they should.
Yeah, they should.
Because they talk about
it's real shit.
The most inane sports thing just to have
Boom!
A sports topic.
Hot take.
That is a hot take. All right. So let's see. Anything else today? Why don't you hit the
Lenny
intro,
Dykstra,
Mark? I don't have any choice.
It's the only.
Yeah, Lenny Dykstra lost. He was suing Ron Darling for defamation of character, and the judge basically ruled that you don't have a character to defame. You've so defamed yourself that there can't possibly be damages.
It's fun to hear a judge talk like that. I don't know if you wrote it. He wrote, it's like, wait, this is a judge? I had to read it a couple times to understand that that's what that actually was a ruling.
Oh, boy. Poor Lenny. We should have called him.
Excellent.
Yeah,
we should call Lenny tomorrow.
Sure.
And, by the way, I laughed so hard when I listened back to a little bit of the show yesterday when I was talking about the wife of the officer who killed George Floyd.
Yes.
And I said that she waited a whole day before filing for divorce, and I heard Napoleon, okay, bye. And I don't think I heard it in my head yesterday because my mind was just busy. And those drops just fly by sometimes, but I really laughed when I heard that drop, whoever hit it.
Okay, bye. That was hilarious. And Monkey Mobile Mel, hilarious.
I know.
Oh, my God, what a reunion that was.
The question is, when do we call Mel again to make sure we're on the right track?
Wait for a while. But his moment when you guys said, what was it? You know, you're trying to get it out of him, and there was a long silence, and he was like, I really felt like you guys were making fun of me. Oh, my God.
It hurt. That hurt, yeah.
Love you, Mel.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Mel.
Yeah, he's so...
Apparently.
But, you know... There's a lot of ball busting that goes on.
But he has such a great voice to try to emulate that it's fun to speak like him.
Yeah.
I know, he's one of a kind.
I don't know what's so fun about
that. I have to be honest. I love the fact that he is so passionate about
his cars.
His cars.
Cares. His cares.
What's wrong with that?
He cares about his cares.
If only everyone can have something they love so much.
I know.
I just assume that he invests well and that it all works out in the end because he's got a business that does well and he's got his cares.
Cares.
Although
nobody's
Charlie
gonna stop
LaDuff,
him from doing the Woodward Cruise.
What's that?
Nobody's going to stop him from doing the Woodward Cruise.
Nope. No stopping him. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye.
It has a Flowmaster exhaust, which I guess is impressive enough that they put it in the Flowmaster calendar in 2008. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.